punk and the schooner, no one is punk.
Show number 32 here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner.
What's up with the Nazi shit?
I am Dust Crooner. Gene, who the hell are you?
Yo, I'm Noise, Punk, yo. What's up? This is show number 32. And every week we tell you that there is a special guest. Yes, we tell you. But today, we fucking mean it, all right?
No, we don't. But
shut
anyway.
Up. Okay, we got a really special guest. An old friend of mine, one of the oldest. Greg Baker, guitarist.
Extraordinaire.
He's going to even compose it. He's gonna play us some music. He just recorded a CD. We're going to talk. We're going to chill. We got some whiskey. It's 2 in the afternoon. Everybody get naked. Greg Sahil.
Hello, Greg.
Hello, everybody. I'm very glad to be here.
Ding!
There you go.
That means you said it correctly.
All right. Bob, what does he win? Anyway.
Well, he wins an appearance in the Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner show. Show number?
32,
yes.
Yes.
I guess Charles, we'll start off with Charles asking Greg Baker the question that Charles Dust Crooner Coleman asks all our guests.
Greg, what the hell?
The question being that Charles will now tell us, ..
Obvious question, Greg. What got everything started with you in terms of your musical career?
Well, like I was thinking before, I'll talk closely. All right. Now, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, when I was a kid, there were two things I wanted to do in life, and I couldn't decide. And having a good time, I played a little guitar, and the other thing that, subsided after a while, I wanted to be a monkey trainer. And, And, I don't know what happened. I kind of lost interest or something. But, I stuck with the guitar, and, here I am.
Now, did your wish for to be a monkey trainer come back after you met Charles?
Well, it's
after you
something
met Charles, did you want to be a monkey trainer again?
No, then I quit, for sure.
I don't know what that was.
Die!
That could have been one of the more colorful responses to that question.
Yeah.
There's a goddamn fly in the room. All right, Greg, tell us. The first thing is, I've known Greg for a long time, and we have had many a project together. Sound Liberation, the band that I have, Greg plays in it. Greg's premiered 2 of my guitar concertos.
Yeah.
Many, many pieces. And recently, he just released a CD. Tell me about the CD that I don't know anything about, of course. That you just released. Tell me about it.
Well, I'm holding one right here. It's called Scars, Wounds, and Lacerations. The guitar music of Gene Pritzker. Yeah.
Who's that? Who's this guy?
And
Noise Punk!
Self-promotion party of me.
Yeah, it's basically got classical guitar and electric guitar pieces. There's takes you through a journey of the various different genres, and there's the Requiem with electronics, the guitar quartet, guitar trio, and five different solos on here, and 5 different solos for classical guitar and 6 quaaludes and fugues for electric guitar.
So that's some of the music I wrote for guitar, and Greg recorded it all.
Damn.
And, do you want to start off the show with playing a piece from this album? Because we want to have people go and buy tracks from this
Shameless
album.
Shameless self-promotion here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner.
Where do they go to buy tracks from this album, Greg?
Yeah, well, right now, you could, if you want more information, you could go to gregbakerguitar.com, and there's a link there right now to CD Baby. Yeah, that's the place to go. And pretty soon, the website, hopefully will be complete, and we'll actually be selling tracks from the website. But until then, you could just go to CD Baby if you want the CD, or get downloads and from CD Baby and also, all sorts of places like iTunes, Rhapsody, and all those other good places. But What do you want? What do you want to start with?
What do you want to start with? What does your heart tell you, Greg Baker?
Why don't we start with the opening track?
All right. That would be Scars. The first movement of Scars, Wounds, and Lacerations, plus Snow to Numb the Effect. We're going to hear the first movement, the Scars, for solo classical guitar, the music of Gene Pritzker, featuring our guest, Greg Baker, here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Scars, the first of four movements from a piece entitled Scars, Wounds, and Lacerations, plus Snow to Numb the Effect. Music of Gene Pritzker, a.k.a. Noise Punk.
Yo, Noise Punk, yo.
Played by our guest, Greg Baker. Here on Noise Punk and...
That's Crooner.
That's right.
I've flown away.
It's Rambo! Anyway.
So, that was quite beautiful.
Since you wrote it, of course you would say that.
I mean, the playing was great, and the writing was incredible. No, that's messed up. God damn it!
Now you'll be more famous.
So, well, you know, I mean, again, if people like this album, go to CD Baby, go to Greg Baker Guitar, yes. Buy it, check it out. It's a lot of music. Yeah. Greg, where do you, let's move somewhere else. Maybe we'll come back to the and play something else from the album later. Maybe some electric guitar stuff.
Want to do some electric?
Yeah.
No, I mean, we could come back to the album and do some electric guitar stuff or whatever. Maybe we go in some other directions. Greg's, he recorded, I don't know, whatever you want. You brought a bunch of CDs here, a bunch of music. What you got? What you got?
Well, I bought a couple of Latin American stuff. The
oh, yeah.
And then I got a couple of my new
Kill them all!
electric guitar stuff, and then just, you know, a couple of my own tracks and...
I like that African track you played me. You recorded in your studio. What was that?
You want to do that?
What was that called?
Okay.
Doesn't have a name, does it?
It has a working title. It's called Tatele.
Who?
Tatele.
Does that mean Charles asshole?
You think that's funny? You're a moron, Gene.
Places.
Well. Yeah, it's just taken from an African song and. You know, the influence is, you know, definitely, I think of the guitars more as African drums as opposed to actual guitars where, you know, the rhythmic content is, you know, more important than the actual melodic content. But it definitely does have a happy-go-lucky major African feel.
Happy-go-lucky?
Afropop.
Oh. All right, then. That just gets me right there. Which one is this? Oh, this is one of your compositions.
It's a composition. Haven't you been paying attention?
I've been paying attention, but I didn't. You guys didn't mention that this was specifically a composition of Greg Baker's.
Party one.
You're an idiot.
We'll just have to check the recording.
Oh yeah, and then I will win my victory.
I'm going to put you in jail.
The hell is that?
The jail door closing, I think.
Tatele, mix number one by our guest Greg Baker, guitarist and composer extraordinaire here in Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Places, everybody, places.
We'll be right back.
Damn, not bad at all. Tatele, mix number one by our guest Greg Baker, both composer and guitarist extraordinaire here on Noise Punk and Das Gruner. Oh, yes, very yes. proper.
Very proper.
And I have a Shirley Temple.
In your ass.
And that's funny because why? Anyway.
Because Shirley was in my ass. Anyway, some original music of Greg Baker.
Yes.
All right, what do we want to move to, Greg?
What would you like to move to, Greg? What's your heart's desire, oh great Greg Baker?
Well, alternate between classical and pop? Classical,
yeah,
pop,
sure. Okay, what do you got?
Mix it,
come
baby.
Come on, we don't use those type of words here, stupid. Classical, yeah. Pop, what are you, Craig? Get out of here.
It's all... Oh, you shot the wrong guy! Oh.
Well, it's for the audience to understand.
All right.
Shoot out at the OK Noise Punk and Dust Crew Studio.
Scum.
So, You want to do maybe the guitar quartet? Satan's Great Ball?
Nice.
All right, we could do it.
All right, let's do it. Let's do maybe the
which
first
movement?
One. Let's do the first one.
All right, well, this I'll talk, the composer will talk.
Yes.
A piece I wrote called Two Dances from Satan's Great Ball, based on the Bulgakov great novel Master and Margarita. If you haven't read it, go and read it, you illiterate bastards. What, you haven't read it? You looking at me? What? Oh, sorry.
You talking to me?
No,
you talking to me?
Talking to the radio. Talking to the people outside in the world. Anyway, and here it's four Greg Bakers playing. That's
four,
right.
Four of them.
He multiplied.
My God. God help us for that. That's what she said. The first movement of the two dances from Satan's Great Ball, written by Gene Pritzker / Noise Punk, played by our guest Greg Baker here on Noise Punk in Das Kuhner.
Four
guitars.
Four guitars. Thank you.
Beautiful. The first movement of Two Dances from Satan's Great Ball, written by Gene Pritzker / Noise Punk.
Noise Punk, y'all.
Performed by Greg Baker. Played. That was a piece for four classical guitars, all played by Greg Baker. Dramatic pause, party of three. That made no sense, but anyway, it was a very good piece.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed writing it for you.
Aww!
As an appreciation of my love.
You love me so much you want to... Wait, you love me so much you want to kill me?
There we go.
Yeah.
I looked into his eyes. And then I realized... Oh,
no! Anyway.
All right. Well, so we go from a little classic guitar, a little electric guitar. Well, what's next? What's next? What's next, Greg?
What is your heart's desire?
Oh, well, let's talk about stuff. Charles, don't you have any questions? Usually you have a lot of questions, like a game motherfucker.
What? Is it fair to say that your association with Gene Pritzker, which dates back at least 20 years, did it change your life?
It has changed my life for the worst. No, the best. The best, absolutely. Yes, I'm very appreciative of everything that Gene Pritzker has written, and... I've had the pleasure of playing and privilege.
There you go. You see it?
Checks it in the mail.
I mean, he's an influence on all of this. I think you're the one that knew him longer than anyone, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Sean knows me a little longer.
Really?
Sean, I went to junior high school then.
I thought you... Oh, but not Greg Baker.
Well, with him I went to high... Well, not to high school, but we were in high school when we met. In different high schools. Well, I guess I could tell the story of when I met Greg Baker. Here we go. It was in Manhattan School of Music, pre-college. We're sitting in the hall, playing our guitars. And we started talking. How you doing? Pretty good. Okay, that's the end of my little opera. Yay! And then we formed a band called Fuse. Do we have any recordings of that? I mean, I have recorded, but they're all on tape.
We should get them, rebooted, mastered, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit down.
No, that's later.
Not that one?
That's later.
But let me finish it. I'm always singing.
Okay, go ahead.
And write myself a letter. Chill. Brought to you by Microsoft. What do you want to hear now?
We had this great band, Fuse, and we Greg did this great arrangement, which we should have played, of Mozart's 40th symphony. Oh, that's the 25th. He sang the right symphony, but the wrong...
But I remember that's what you played.
Okay,
I know it was the wrong number, but I remember it's ba 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 da 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 da. You got the notes wrong.
Something like that. Sorry.
Anyway. Greg, are you having fun yet, by the way?
Greg has been in many bands that I've started and whatever, but the last band that we've been doing a lot with is Sound Liberation, and Greg plays guitar in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Second guitar.
Whatever, he plays guitar.
Because you're the first guitar.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
He actually, he plays third guitar. I reserved a second for nobody.
Put the gay man in the back. Anyway.
And as everybody on the show, hopefully the listener knows, we released a new album called "Open Up Your Ears and Get Some."
Yeah,
available on Cole/Lenio. Not slash. It's Cole-Lenio.
Oh, all right.
.com records.
You might want to spell that.
But also, you could get it, and if you just put Sound Liberation, open up yours and get some. It's on a million sites, jazzloft.com, amazon.com, whatever, whatever. But they're not selling it as a download, only as you have to buy the damn album, so go and buy it. Anyway, Greg's all over this album, and he told me before that he wants to play a tune. Which tune you want to play? He's in a lot of tunes, a lot of solos.
Let's do Human Condition.
So we're going to play Human Condition. It's a piece I wrote... A long time ago. Anyway, and there's a lot of guitar solos. Usually I go first, then Greg goes second. So if you hear first, what is that?
Third.
Or third. Usually Greg's third. Okay. This is Human Condition from the album Open Up Your Ears and Get Some by Sound Liberation, written by Gene Pritzker. Charles Coleman's got a big head.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
We'll be right back.
Human Condition, as performed by Sound Liberation, written by Gene Pritzker, that featured Greg Baker on guitar, Gene Pritzker on guitar, Dave Criminal Cello Guitai on cello, Dave Rosenblatt on the drums, Matt the Outfielder Fields on bass, Pablo Riepi on percussion.
Yeah.
Who else? Oh, and Izia Sebastian Pritzker and laughter. Do you remember laughter?
What was that, Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah, because he goes, do you remember laughter?
Does anybody remember laughter?
Exactly.
Laughter.
Did I forget anybody else on that track?
No, I think you got everyone.
Did I get everybody? Charles, you weren't on that track.
I wasn't on that track, so you could have mentioned me, but I wasn't on that track.
Okay, Charles was not on that track.
But I'm on most of the other tracks.
Some of them.
All right, some of them.
All right, where we go to next?
Where do you want to go to next? Oh, great, Greg Baker.
How about some electric guitar? Let's do a Quaalude.
Yeah, Quaalude.
All right.
Quaalude.
All right, pass one over, Charles.
Yeah.
You want to do Quaalude? Let's do Quaalude number two.
Okay, I wrote these pieces called, a set of pieces for guitar called Quaalude and Fugues, and Greg recorded them all. Now, Quaalude is kind of a funny name, but it's really just a prelude. And a fugue.
Are you sure about that?
And it's from the album that Greg just recorded, Scars, Wounds, and Lacerations.
Where's my FBI badge I have to take out? Sorry, go ahead.
And again, if you like it, go and check out this album. Buy it on CD Baby or GregBakerGuitar.com. Guitars or guitar?
GregBakerGuitar.com.
So this is Quaalude number 2 as performed by Greg Baker.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Check it out, check it out, check it out. Thank you. Quaalude number two by me.
Gene Pritzker / Noise Punk.
As recorded by Greg Baker.
Our guest here on Noise Punk and Das Kooner.
From the album Scars, Wounds, and Lacerations plus Snow to Numb the Effect.
And if you don't get this album, you're an idiot. You're also a gay idiot. An even gayer idiot.
Greg, how about some more original music? You got any original music? Tell us about it. Play it for us.
All right, we'll put on another track. This is working title. This is a working, future album possibly of mine. It's called Gold in Your Mouth, and it comes from I basically took a lullaby melody. I took a little lullaby melody. It's actually another African influence, an African lullaby, and the words are baby, don't cry, because you'll show the gold in your mouth.
Oh shit! Damn, that's deep.
That's
what's
tough.
With you and the Africans, man? Anyway,
jungle fever, baby.
I got jungle fever. Oh, I better not sing that more because we'll get sued.
All right, so
it's Stevie.
Well, what's the name of this? It's called Gold in Your Mouth, this track, or
that's
the album?
Yes, that's the working title, Gold in Your Mouth, this track, yes. Yes.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kooner.
Yes, gold in your
mouth.
By
Greg
Baker,
guitarist
extraordinaire,
composer as well. In the Garden of Eden. As far as I'm concerned, it's the Garden of Eden, regardless of how it's. Well, don't play that too much. We're gonna get sued.
No, that's something. I think that's Sunshine of Your Love, right?
Yeah, I think you got the wrong one.
How does the Garden?
Bum bum ba da da dum. Boom 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 ba da. Are you done yet?
Something like that. Sorry.
That's just great. There's 20 seconds of my life I won't get back, man. Thanks a lot.
Shit.
Why don't we go on to the music of Radames Natali? Tell me about this, Greg.
All right. Well, it's called Dança Brasileira, and it uses lots of Brazilian rhythms and romantic harmony, and. That's basically the gist with Radames Natali.
Was that supposed to be an orgasm or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, that's what my last girlfriend did. Anyway.
Okay.
Why do I am so self-deprecating. Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Get that dog out of here. Stop that. Charles, get away from my leg. Ah, Charles!
Thank you.
Danza Brasileira, composed by Radames Natali, performed by our guest, Greg Baker. This is from one of his other albums entitled Latin American Solo Guitar Music here on
Can
Noise
Can you
Punk
buy this album somewhere or no?
Not right now. It went out of print because my printer died. But but I hope to put it up on CD Baby soon. Probably starting out just as a download only. Yeah.
But if you email Greg Baker at his website, which is called
GregBakerGuitar.com,
he might make some accommodations for you. There is a price, though. What it is? Why don't you contact Greg Baker and find out?
What, can it core an apple?
Certainly you can core an apple. Ship of the future.
Ship of the future. All right, so we're getting silly here. Yeah. Greg wants to play one more. Sober. What do you want to play? You want to play another track from
Let's
the
album? Let's
do a
Requiem, yeah, from the new album. Let's do one of these.
This okay, is, after 9/11, I wrote this set of pieces called Requiem for guitar and sample strut. Sample strut is all electronics I use in my music, and I write them out. An orchestra of samples. Real quick bio notes here.
Yeah, in case you're wondering. This is from Greg Baker's new album entitled Scars, Wounds, and Lacerations, the guitar music of Gene Pritzker.
And he wants to play, there's four Requiems, and he wants to play Requiem number 4.
The fourth movement of the Requiem,
yeah,
is it not?
Yeah, Requiem 4, yes.
You said four Requiems. My God. How many people died?
Charles, here...
Well, you're an idiot?
It was 9/11. A lot of people died, stupid.
I know, but you said you wrote four Requiems. You meant movement number 4, correct? Correct, Gene?
Here's Charles' head. Here's Charles' head being squashed by an antelope. I don't know what that means.
You meant movement number 4.
Shut up! I hate you all! Requiem. Number 4.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
We'll be right back.
Movement 4 of Requiem by Gene Pritzker. This is a work for electric guitar and samplestra, as Gene exclaimed before, played by our guest, Greg Baker.
From the album Scars, Wounds, and Lacerations.
Buy it, or you'll be sorry. Your life is less without it. Just for the record. Or with it. Well... As we end the program, Greg, what's coming up next for you as far as gigs, compositions, all the above?
Well, I hope to do an album of electronics and guitar. Guitar meets chamber music meets electronics kind of thing. And then we got some more stuff with SoundLib, right? We got the money thing coming.
Some of the concerts coming up in the future. But I don't know when the show is you're listening to, so we can't even write you people.
Yeah, that's true.
And it is 2008, so if you're listening in 2015, odds are you won't get the gig.
Odds are we're all dead.
Yeah, what is it, August 26th, something like that, 27?
Well, 25? That's when we're taping, yes. But when this comes out.
Yes, when is it coming out?
Anyway.
We'll find out. Any day now.
Any day now. So, anyway, Greg, thank you very much for joining us.
All right, well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And we're going to end the show by having... Villa Lobos piece by Greg from the Latin Guitar album. And here it is. Here's the Villa Lobos piece.
And until next time, noise to you.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you for your music.
Yeah.